Hi, Gudvach. This is Yisachar Wartel. Hope everybody made it through Tisha B'Av, had an easy but meaningful fast, and now we are moving forward to the Etchanan. We have some Nechama and Shabbos Nachamu, paving the way towards the nice day of Tu B'Av, which is a great day. And there's a lot, so much packed into this week's Parsha. Vetchanan, it's got the Aseret Dibrot, it's got the first paragraph of the Shema, it's got laws about what to do when you go to Eretz Yisrael. There's so much to talk about. So one thing we're going to talk about is actually something that's a little bit similar to my written Dvar this week, and they're actually going to possibly be joined together in my next upcoming Sefer, which, stay tuned. Bezrat Hashem, that'll come out next year. But anyway, in this week's Parsha, the Torah writes, Et chem lakach Hashem v'yotzi etchem mikor habarzel mimitzrayim v'hiyot lo la'am nachala kayom hazeh. And Hashem has taken you and brought you out of the iron crucible of Egypt to be for him as an am nachala, such as this day. Now, there are many things of interest in this pasuk. Many commentaries focus on the idea that Mitzrayim, Egypt, was an iron crucible and what that means. Basically, that means that we were kind of like purified like a metal would be purified through like heat and strengthening, things like that. We're not going to really get into that concept so much right now. But there's other things in this pasuk itself that require clarification, including the fact that through Moshe, the Torah calls us an Am Nachala, which literally means a nation of portion. The basic understanding is just as we were given a select portion of land from all the land of the earth, i.e. Eretz Yisrael or Eretz Canaan, so too we were the select portion from all the nations of the world. This idea comes across in many different terminologies, including the term that we see, Bachar, right? Bachar Bana Mikol HaAmim, chosen, and also Am Segula, a treasured nation. Why here does the Torah specifically use the term Am Nachala, a nation of portion? Well, the word Nachala stems from the word Nachal, which literally means stream, and often borders were delineated by bodies of water, sometimes as small as a stream. And again, see my written Dvar this week for a little more on this. The Sefer Tovat Mara and other Kabbalistic works explain that this concept runs far deeper, right? Runs, get it, stream. Anyway, they explain that the heavenly blessing flows down to us like a stream. Shefa comes down. Some people do like a chain, but basically it's like a stream of water. We do not always receive blessing at once like a raging river, but rather it's like a slow and very steady stream of abundance and blessing. That's what we generally want. We want a ongoing, continuing flow of Shefa, of blessing. When one receives an inheritance, which is obviously a different type of flow, so to speak, well, obviously comes from Hashem. But in the case of when we had land in Eretz Yisrael, one would receive a specific portion in the land of Eretz Yisrael, or some inheritance that basically would give you a physical part of being Hashem's nation. Once you're part of Hashem's nation, and this is true, obviously, many years later, when we don't have necessarily portions in the land of Israel, certainly in that level. But just the fact that you are a member of Klal Yisrael, that is a portion of Hashem's nation. The fact that you are a member of the Am Segula means you are a part of that nation, right? Even if you don't have a piece of land, you have the ability, therefore, to receive constant blessing. This is, of course, provided that we follow in His ways and act properly. And if we don't act properly, now that doesn't mean that we're not part of the nation. It doesn't mean that we don't have the portion. It just means that we're not going to necessarily get this constant blessing. So that's why the Torah warns us repeatedly. Am Nachala, it's surrounded by warnings about idol worship and other ways in which we can stray. We could be influenced by the other nations. Don't marry people from the other nations. Don't mimic their ways. Don't become complacent. Don't follow them and do all these things like that. We need to act the way we should. We need to act distinct as a Jewish people so that not only will be a treasured nation, but will be an Am Nachala, which is a nation that continuously receives blessing. Now, the pasuk following the one that I had mentioned above utilizes the term Nachala in the context of the land there, it's Israel, which, is fitting based on what we said because Nachala was a portion. But what's interesting is that just a few psukim after that, the Torah writes, Lehaviyecha to bring you, to give you to your portion of the land, such as this day. Couple things to break down there. First, the term Nachala is mentioned. Seems pretty clear, I guess, to give you your portion of the land. So whatever portion you're designated for, your tribe, your family, etc. Fine. But what about the word Kayom Hazeh? It's an ambiguous phrase. We'll translate it as such as this day. So aside from the fact that this phrase in this context appears unnecessary, it's also unclear exactly what it means. Now, it appears in a couple different places. this context, but we'll focus on where we are right now. This word of kayom, which would be literally like the day or as the day, appears 9 times in Torah. 7 times are like the way we have it now, which is kayom hazeh. And the first instance that this word appears is actually when Yaakov is asking Esau for the birthright, as the Torah writes, "Vayomer Yaakov, Michra kayom et birchatcha li." And Yaakov said, "Sell me kayom, your birthright to me." Seemingly saying, like, on this very day. Rashi explains it to mean in a slightly different manner. Just as the day is certain, because day occurs every day, sunrises, sunsets, right? The earth rotates. Just as that happens, so too they should make a bona fide sale that all will agree is valid. Now, the Chazkuni obviously translates it a little more literally, as then it's just the sale should be effective starting today. And there's many other explanations that are given, which can confirm the ambiguity of the term. The fact that there are so many different explanations, although they're not necessarily so exclusive to one another. Now, there's only one other time that Kayom Hazeh is used outside of Sefer Devarim. And that's when Yosef's brothers are speaking to him after Yaakov's death. It says, "Va'atem chashavtem alai ra'a elokim chashva l'tova l'man aseh kayom hazeh l'hachayot amrav." And you thought to do me harm, but Hashem thought to do good for me in order that I should do for you kayom hazeh, to sustain many people. The commentaries here do not explain why this terminology is used, but within the context of the pasuk, it seems to infer that it may be on a specific day in the future, one will realize why things happened the way they did, that things will unfold. On that day, you will realize that such and such was because of this. Yosef initially thought things were bad. The brothers thought they were avoiding bad by selling Yosef. But all along, it was part of Hashem's plan. And ultimately, on that day, which the day, I guess, that Yosef revealed himself to his brothers and explained everything, they realized on that day, Kayom Hazel, on that day, that it was for good. So perhaps this is what Hashem is teaching here as well. We are Hashem's nation apportioned no matter what. This comes with the good and the bad. Bad that appears as good that appears as bad, only Hashem really knows. But if one stops to look in the middle of a long stream, for example, you don't necessarily determine where the water's going or where it came from. You see, like a big river, or even a small stream, but it's a really, really long one. You walk up to the middle of it. You can't see all the way back there where it came from, where it originated. You can't see ultimately where it's ending up, but you can tell which way the water is flowing, and it's always moving forward. And you can determine which way is forward because that's the direction the water is going, which is often downhill, but not always. Hashem wants us to grow, and he wants us to bestow us with constant blessing. Now, sometimes it's very straightforward. Sometimes we only see it, kayom hazeh, kayom atid, at some point in the future, in hindsight. And sometimes we don't see it at all, not until after 120 when we see it, Mishmayim, and Hashem explains it to us in heaven. But we're always Hashem's treasured nation, and we're always, always, even if we sin, which we always we try not to do, but even if we sin, and we're not perfect, it's okay. We're still the Am Nechla, Hashem's special portion. Wishing you all an amazing, amazing Shabbat Shalom.